Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the audience. And thank you for sharing. The show is growing. I don't know how I'm getting these followers. I know I say it every week, but every week I get 2 to 3 followers. Where are these people finding me? I don't do any social media advertising except for the day of the show. But anyway, I'm grateful. Thank you for my new listeners. And share the show. Share the show. She sells seashells by the seashore side. Well, I haven't said that in a long time, and you can tell. A little rusty. Reality Spirituality, what kind of show is this? Who is this Rebecca L. Norrington anyway? Well, I am the world's only, I'm going to say only, happiness specialist. And what that means is, in every moment, in every waking moment, every moment of my life, I am consciously aware of making choices, making decisions, behaving, thoughts, all of it, all leading towards, all having the same intention to be happy. And when I say happy, I'm talking about an internal peace, everyone. I'm talking about feeling good about the person in the mirror and feeling good about the life that the person in the mirror is living. Feeling good about myself and feeling good about my life. Period. That's it. Happiness, my definition of happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Because, you know, we're out there, I'm out there, well, this didn't happen. Why didn't this happen? Or why is this happening? No. My purpose, my destiny, my intention, my agenda is to be at peace regardless of what happens. And some of you out there, you know, that's not normal. You can't do that. That's not even human. Yes, you can, because happiness is a practiced skill. Happiness is a practiced skill, and like any other skill, from being a musician to being a writer, a speaker, a doctor, a chef, a landscaper, painter, tree trimmer. It is a practice skill. Airplane pilot, it is a practice skill. And the more you practice, the more you practice eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness, and adding and practicing the behaviors that add to happiness, the more you practice it, the more you will be at peace, the more you will feel happy. And when I say happy, I'm not just skipping it, oh, this happened and now I'm happy. No, I'm talking about a rooted foundation of peace. That's what I practice. Every single day, in and out, 24/7, 365. And now that I'm older, now that I'm in my 60s, early 60s, 64 to be exact, if you're wondering. Oh, the practice is all. Is everything. The practice is everything, because if I can be at peace with all of this commotion that is going on in the world, including my own ups and downs, I'm sorry, but that's a lottery ticket right there. Because I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how many titles you have. I don't care how many places you've traveled to. It doesn't matter how many your circles, how many people follow you. Because, you know, listen, I did very, very minuscule numbers over here. Doesn't matter. None of that has an effect on your happiness long term. None of it. And you know that that's the truth because you look out with it. You look at all these people that have it all. That quote, I'm doing my air quotes, have it all. Everybody's looking to feel happy. Everybody's looking to feel good. They write songs about it. They make movies about it. Happiness, 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 looking for happiness, searching for happiness. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's a practice skill. Now, do you want to practice or you don't? But I'll tell you this, that the practice involves the practice involves a lot of time in the mirror. A lot of time in the mirror. And I'm not talking about looking for the latest wrinkles or popping pimples. I'm talking about the practice involves looking in the mirror and finding solutions with self for self. It has happiness depends on no one else. There is absolutely no one out there that can make you or add to your happiness. I mean, you might think that, and we were taught that. Add to your happiness, it is a one-person show. It is a one-man show. And I'll share that because what if that other person that you're looking for, searching for, maybe you already have them, what if they're not around? Then what happens to your happiness? See? So this happiness is a internal state of mind, internal state of being, and it is rooted in peace, contentment, satisfaction, satisfaction in every moment. If you're traveling on your journey and you're finding something to be dissatisfied in any of your moments, trust me, you're going to be dissatisfied in your future moments. And that's the introduction to reality spirituality. Before I go on, I want to share with you that I am opening up to one-on-one sessions, retreats here in Southern Oregon. So you want to contact me, just info@RebeccaNorrington.com, info@RebeccaNorrington.com for more retreats, weekend retreats, day retreats. It's really, really taking off, especially with this pandemic. And the interesting thing about how many of you out there can look and say, you know what, this experience, this pandemic, this lockdown, shutdown has really taught me a lot about myself, has really taught me or shown me what's really important in my life. And that's today's topic. What is really important to you? And that you is capitalized, every letter, Y-O-U. What's important to you? Because when we're on our deathbed, when you're on your deathbed and you're breathing your last breath, what is going to be important to you? How are you going to look back? Are you going to look back and have any regrets? Are you going to look back? I say my biggest gift to myself is to be on my deathbed and to be able to smile. Now, I have to say that really fast because if I think about it, I get all emotional because that's really important to me, to be able to look back and to smile. And I know, because I've traveled, and I'm not gonna be on my deathbed smiling over how many countries I've visited. Who cares? I'm not gonna be on my deathbed smiling and raked up a lot of money this week, millions of dollars. I don't think that's gonna do it for me. I'm not going to be on my deathbed adding to or counting all the titles that I've achieved. I don't even care if it's New York Times bestseller. That's not going to give me any comfort on my deathbed. What's going to, and I end the show every week with the quote, and let me start the show with this quote. It's from Abraham, from Esther Hicks, Abraham, and it's my favorite quote from someone else. You know, I always write my quotes out. Usually they're my own quotes. Let me hold on a second. Let me just tap myself on the back for that one. Yikes. Woo! Little ego moment. But Abraham's quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And what is this life about? What is the journey about? It's just moments plus other moments plus other moments. And that is it, people. Moments and moments and moments and moments. You know, if you know me, you know I'm a big sports fan. Well, football and basketball fan. And I've listened to interviews from these people that have won the highest award in their field, from the Super Bowl to the NBA championship. And you know what? There's a moment, there's a sense, there's a moment of satisfaction. There might be a moment in the moment of satisfaction, but after the glow wears off and the couple weeks go by, you're dissatisfied. So let me share with you what's important to me. Well, no, you know what? Scratch that. Let me get back to you. You know, before I do, let me just share with my new listeners, what is this show about? Reality Spirituality. This show is about how to experience more happiness in your life. And the definition of happiness, and I gave you the definition, is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And why I think happiness is so important. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I like that. I love saying sorry, not sorry. I don't know why I think that's really funny. Sorry, not sorry. What is so important? Why happiness is important? You look right out. You look out there, people. You look out there. You look out there at the Princes, the Michael Jacksons, the Adrian Bourdains, the all of them, the people that have had it all, but they're still bothered, just so unhappy. You know, I was looking at an interview with Dennis Rodman. I know he's way out there, but one of the things he said, which was really, it really struck me, says, you know, my name, I'm known all over the world. People know who I am. I've traveled globally. They know Dennis Rodman. Not everybody, but a lot of people know Dennis Rodman. He says, but what they don't know is that I'm not happy. He's not happy. So I think my little world, I think happiness, and also which happiness is, being at peace. Being at peace with self and being at peace with life is the most important. But I know that I'm a very small percentage about that, because not a small percentage, but I know a lot of people that want to be happier, but are you putting in the work? It is a practice skill. What are you practicing? And whatever you're practicing in your moments, that's what you're going to be taking into your future moments. So this show is also about how to practice behaviors that add to your happiness. You can always, believe it or not, choose your emotions. You can choose emotions. I know we were programmed to believe that, okay, someone dies, so now our emotion is this. It's sadness, it's grief. You know, the programming is the issue. The programming is what makes us suffer, not the experiences, not life itself, It's the programming as to what life is supposed to be, what life is supposed to look like, how I'm supposed to feel. It's the programming that causes the suffering. So one of the really important things for me is to recognize, is this a program thought? Is this a program behavior? Because if it is, I know that sooner or later, sooner than later, I'm going to be running right into a brick wall. So the programming, and so that's why it's not, it's really not our fault. We've been, all been programmed to believe what's good and what's bad, to believe what is right, and to believe and programmed to believe what's wrong. And so back to the quote, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. The journey is about stringing together moments and how peaceful, how content, how satisfied, how balanced have you felt in each one of your moments? What? 50%? 40%? 80%? 10%? I was talking to someone very close to me, and he was saying that, first he gave me a compliment. He says, you're one of the only people that can make me laugh out loud. I said, and I've known him 50 decades. I like to think that I'm funny. And you know, one of the things that I like doing is making people laugh. Number one is laughing. And then if I can make people laugh, oh my, it's just icing on the cake. I love making people laugh. I just love it, and I love laughing myself. And he was saying that I'm one of the few people, or I'm a comedian, that can make him laugh. And he says, I don't laugh out loud that much. Kind of struck me because I've known this person for a long time, and I never knew that he didn't laugh out loud. Who knew? I don't know, but I just kind of threw me off. You don't laugh out loud every day? Usually the people that are around me, they like laughing too. You don't laugh out loud every day? So one of the things that is important to me is laughing out loud every single day. Every day. As often as possible. And if I don't make myself laugh, or if I don't make someone else laugh, I go right to my go-to television shows, YouTube channels, and I'm laughing. I have to laugh every single day. I don't care. Well, even the biggest struggles that I've had, even the biggest struggles, you know, I've shared with you the story about my mother gifting the family house to the handyman. And the interesting thing about that, when I first found out about it, it took about 14 days, 12 to 14 days, for me to think that was funny, because that was not funny. That was not funny at the time. But what a great story, and what a great line. My mother died and left the family home to the handyman. I mean, that's funny. So laughter is very important to me. Let me get out of myself for a minute, and let me talk about, and let me ask you, what's important to you? Really, especially now, there's a lot of self-reflection. Hopefully there's a lot of self-reflection going on. Maybe not. Maybe there's a lot of projection. Maybe there's a lot of pointing. I know there's a lot of angry people out there. Because if I have to go out and I'm wearing a mask, I'm still smiling under my mask. You know, you can see somebody that smiles. You can see them with their eyes. When your mouth smiles, your eyes smile too. So you can tell. And I've, you know, connected with fellow smilers. And one lady told me the other day, she says, oh, you're usually people are in such a bad mood. You're not in a bad mood. Oh, it's good to chat with you. Bad mood. I know it's a lot out there. I know. But the bad mood and the anger and the angst, the irritation. Oh boy, I'm going to get a lot of darts and arrows thrown at me. Or this one, maybe a spear. Has nothing to do with what's happening. Nothing to do with what's happening, people. The anger, the frustration, the irritation, the pointing the fingers, the judging others, the pointing fingers and thinking somebody else is doing it wrong. That's a lot. There's a lot of that going on. Well, you aren't doing this. You aren't wearing the mask. You are wearing the mask. Or you're not wearing your mask the right way. I was getting my eyes checked, and you know, if I have to wear a mask, I do, but I don't wear it over my nose. And I've gotten so many people that's the wrong way. And the doctor actually said, put the mask over your nose. I mean, I'm thinking, my ego wanted to tell him that I can wear my mask any way I want to wear it, but I had to fight that one back. Because in the moment, what do I practice and what do I want? Peace over all, peace over all ego. No, you're not going to get me on that one. Sometimes I slip up, though. I'm human. Sometimes I slip up. But not that day. What was my point? Okay, this is my point. So what is important to you, my dear audience? What is important to you? And I'm going to, give you a moment. Write it down. Write it down. And maybe you have 10 things that are important to you. 5 things that are important to you. I shared with you laughing is important to me. Being at peace regardless of what happens is very important to me. My son's growth and his ability to navigate through this life, being at peace is important to me. But I also know, I'm also detached and know that is his journey to live, and I'm just here to be an example, or I'm just here to be myself and be an example of what I practice. And either he shares his journey or he doesn't. But I would have to say that my son's growth is important to me. Being an example of what I teach is important. I mean, I'm up here talking, talking and walking this, looking in the mirror for solutions, knowing that I can't blame my feelings on anybody else, and I sure am walking it. And when I don't walk it, I can feel it. I can feel it. It's like putting on a shoe that's 3 sizes too small. It's uncomfortable. So this practice of making a choice between peace and anger, peace and drama, peace and everything else that you want to throw, there's a lot of shit you can throw out there. But being an example of that and having that as my agenda and as my intention, being at peace regardless of anything, regardless of what happens and what doesn't happen, is important to me. What's also important to me is not giving my ego any power. It's not giving my ego any power to persuade me to say something, to feel a certain way because of some slight or some programmed, some perceived slight. Don't take anything personally, people. This is an impersonal universe. Impersonal universe. Nothing is done on purpose to you. We were taught, we were programmed. Taking anything personally? No. Even the part where I shared that my mother gifted the house to the handyman, as much as I sure did take that personally, oh, yes, that was personal in the beginning. But it's not personal anymore. The universe did that to me. The universe did that to me to take me to another place, to take me to another place of more awareness, more consciousness, more trusting, more surrendering, more relaxing, more letting go. That's all that did. More trusting that everything is happening for a reason. Everything happens to serve me, to serve my growth. Back to my audience. So what is important to you? Let me say this, that when you make your list and when you really get clarity as to what is important to you, when you really get clarity and you have your list, what is important to you, make sure that everything on that list you can control. You can control, because if you don't have any control over even one item on the list, say you're one of the things that's important to you is your health. That's a common one. People like to say that, your health. Well, we don't have control over our health. Jim Fix, the runner, the marathon runner, died of a heart attack, and he was a marathon runner. I know we were programmed to think, well, if I eat A, B, C, D, E, F, G, then I'm going to be healthier. I get it. I got a lot of disagreeable people last week with my hashtag all causes subtract from happiness show. Woo-wee! Woo! Hashtag all causes subtract from happiness. That's right. What was my point? My point was, the health. And I get it. Eating a certain way, yes, is beneficial to the body. Yes, I understand that. But all of that does not guarantee that you are going to be healthy or that you're not going to experience some kind of illness. I don't care how healthy you eat. My grandfather lived to be 102. He smoked for 40 years. He stopped. He did this joke. I smoked for 40 years and then I quit for 40 years. Not to mention from the South, all the bacon, all the pork, all the grease. 102. So there's a lot that goes into whether or not somebody is going to be healthy. And it's not just what you eat. Now, I'm not sitting up saying, hey, eat French fries and hamburgers, which I had French fries and hamburgers yesterday. Every single day it was a special treat. And, oh, my gosh, I enjoyed every moment. I'm not saying, listen, eat what you want, believe what you want, but don't think that you have control over your health. The ultimate, because anything can happen. Look at this corona, right? Also, the other thing about what's important to you, not only make sure you have control over it, also make sure, not only control, but make sure you have the power to change it or the power to do something about it. If you say, well, my son or my daughter's health is important to me or their well-being is important to me, well, you don't have control over that. You don't have control over that. Now, you can still put it on the list, but just know that you don't have control over it. This list is here for clarity, to say, really, what can we control? What do we have power over? And this show is about empowering you, not with the illusions of thinking that the program and the wanting. Oh, this happened the other day. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on, let me remember the whole story. So I was teaching a class, and the week prior, one of my students came to the class, and you can really tell, just air quotes here, bad day. I mean, in the face, wasn't smiling. It was a huge lemon day for her. I like to say, you know, when people are feeling that overwhelmed, you know, you're just having a day, lemons, you know, lemons. Eats lemons and you're puckered up. So it was one of those kind of days for her. Everybody noticed. I noticed. I didn't say anything because that was her. That was her journey. And I'm not into, ooh, yeah. I used to be, ooh, what can I do to make him happy? No. That's their journey. Good luck. Did I just say that out loud? So the following week, the student was back to quote-unquote normal, feeling good, smiling and joking. And she says, yeah, I know last week was having a bad day. And then one of the other students says, you know, I was really worried. She says this to me. I was really worried about her. And I said, you were really worried about her. I said, does worrying, and see, this is what I really don't do out in public, and I did it, and getting in somebody else's business, always subtracts from my own peace. So I know I stepped out on the plank, and I opened my big mouth, and I did say, and I did do a reality spirituality check on her, and then here we go. So I said, because I usually don't volunteer anything unless people ask me questions. It's just more peaceful for me. I'm not out there preaching every 24/7, even though I used to. I'm not doing it anymore. Anyway, I digress. So she said, you know, she really worried me. She really worried me last week. I was very worried. And I don't know why that bothers me. And I said, oh, does your worrying about her help her? No, it doesn't help her. Maybe worry isn't the word. I was just concerned. Then I said again, oh, does your concern help her or you? Well, and then the dance happened. And it's all me, because I'm up here butting into her business. And when she said she was worried, I should have said, oh, yeah, okay, good, yeah, worry. But no, I had to just flip on my RLN cape and poke my nose into it, and now I'm up here wavering with my peace because I'm in her business, not accepting her wanting to worry. You see how deep this shit goes? Me not accepting her wanting to worry. Me wanting to teach her that worrying doesn't do any good. Me wanting to teach somebody in the moment. Now, I'm not, listen, I accept everything I do and everything I say in every moment. But I could feel my vibration shifting. I could feel the difference, because there's a difference between acceptance of others and not acceptance of others. And I was not accepting her and her worrying. Anywho, I digress again. The other thing about what's important to you when you make your list, make sure that whatever is important to you does not have to be important to anyone else. What? She said, make sure that what's important to you does not have to be important to anyone else. Ooh-wee, that's a hard one to chew on, isn't it? Ooh-wee. Well, if they love me, then it's going to be important to them if it's important to me, if they love me, right? So now you're forcing someone else to think what's important to you is make it important to them. I did it all my life. But know that is going to subtract from your happiness. Know that you thinking something is important and wanting anyone else to think that is important is going to subtract from your happiness. And say, you talk to someone, yeah, you know what, that is important. You're right. That cause is important, or that idea is important, or that behavior is very important. And they might agree with you. But see, now what if someone disagrees? Because what's important to you is not going to be important to everyone else. Can you live with that? Can you live with that with a smile? Can you live with that and be at peace? What's important to you is important to you. And people think laughing every day is important. I think it's important. A lot of people, looking around, a lot of people don't think that's important. Being at peace with myself and my life, some people don't think that's important. So the question, when I say we are as different as our fingerprints, the question is directed specifically at you. What do you think is important? And what are you doing about what you think is important? And make sure you can control, or you have control over what you think is important. Otherwise, you're just going in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. Well, I think it's, listen, one of my, world peace. Well, that might be important to you, but it's not important to everybody. Growth, self-awareness, consciousness, the ability to choose in every moment, to choose peace over all of else, acceptance, trust, surrendering, is all important to me. Practicing, trusting, surrendering, letting go, acceptance of self and of others. Feeling a vibration, being a vibration of contentment, of peace. I say those words, but those words are, that's what I'm, come on, shoulders down. And I don't care if my neck hurts, if my foot bothers me, I have a pull on my inner thigh, I don't care if I can't get up, I'm stiff, I don't care how old I'm getting, I don't care if the skin's hanging, I don't care. It's important to me to be at peace through all of it. That's what's important to me, and to be an example of that, because if I can do it, anyone can do it. But it requires, well, let me scratch that, because anyone can't do it, because, well, scratch that. If you put in the commitment, if you commit, and you prioritize peace, then yes, you can. Anybody can if you commit to it and you prioritize it. And you talk about putting in the work. Look at all these people putting in the work. This being at peace is work. But I work at it. Gladly, I work at it. It's. What else am I going to do? What else is important to me? Is it important that I have millions and millions and millions of followers? It can't be important. Numbers can't be important. I have no control over numbers, but I do have control over my practice and what I practice and being about the practice. The things that add to your happiness, the behaviors that add, where's my list? The behaviors, oh, I know where it is. Hold on a second, audience. Come with me. I got to walk to another room. My list. The things that are going to add to your happiness are making happiness, aka peace, aka contentment, your number one priority. It's a moment by moment commitment to wanting to be happier, surrendering to what's happening, humbling the ego. Trust me on that one. I know my ego. I know what my ego wants to do, but guess what? My ego does not have my best interest. Don't tell anybody. Doesn't have my best interest. Always wants me to feel bad for as long as possible, as many times during the day as possible. I know, that's his job. Not giving my ego any power, humbling the ego, acceptance, being conscious. This is a big one. This next one is a big one. The practice of being okay with uncertainty, which is really what it is letting go of control or the illusion of control. Being okay with uncertainty. How many of you out there are happy? How many of you out there lost your happy because of all this? Or how many of you are finding you're happy? Choosing your perspective. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how you're feeling. If you practice, when you practice, choosing a perspective, choosing your perspective, choosing a different perspective, to offer a different viewpoint, to offer a different vibration, your perspective can change in an instant. That was me snapping my fingers. Choosing your focus, staying out of everybody else's business, letting them live their own journey. So the question that I ask you is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your own life? On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? You know, I ask this question when I teach the class. It's so funny, people, 8, 9, 10. Some people say 10. Well, you say 10, then I want to see evidence of what you're practicing. Don't tell me 10 and you're practicing once every 2 months. Now, you can tell me 10 if you want to, but I'm looking at evidence. I go by the evidence, not by what you say. Some people say 8, so that means other things are more important than happiness. Okay. That's okay. Ooh-wee. And the last question I want to ask you is, how happy are you when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? See, that's the real test. That's the real test. Because we know each other, you only know yourself and you only know others is when they're challenged. Oh, man, are we being challenged now? Challenged, challenged, challenged. That's when the real person comes out, when they're challenged. Not when everything's just wonderful. What happens when you're challenged? So how important is it? Happiness is number one for me, whether I'm challenged, whether I'm not challenged, because I've lived the difference. I've lived the difference. So I'm leaving you with this. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? All those questions, you either answer yes or no. And if you answer yes to any of those questions, guess what? You can practice being a little bit happier. Because if anyone else can hurt, if anyone can hurt your feelings, then you are up to you are a victim to what other people do and say. So that means your feelings aren't under your control. Your feelings aren't yours. Your feelings are reliant on other people. Other people offend you. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Trust me, I was running around here being offended by everything until I figured out, okay, who's more powerful, the person that can be offended or the person that cannot be offended? You can't offend the universe. You can't offend the universe. Can other people disappoint me? Appoint you? Well, the disappointment comes from having expectations. So the practice is eliminating all expectations. All expectations from when are they going to call you? Are they going to text you right away? Eliminate all expectations, and no one will ever disappoint you again. That's a promise. That's the truth. Do you blame other people for how you feel? See, if all of these questions, I'm going to have to say, answer no. No one can hurt my feelings. No one can offend me. No one can disappoint me. Can you blame other people for how you feel? No, of course I can't. Are you kidding? No, too much practice. Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? No. Now listen, of course, in the moment, but honey, when you're rooted in peace, when your foundation is peace and contentment, you just shake all the stuff off. Shake it off. Easy. I might get kicked down for an hour. I might get kicked down for 5 minutes. I might get kicked out of my vibe. Maybe an afternoon. I might get kicked out of my vibe a day. But guess what? Always a comeback. Always coming back. Every single time. You are what you practice. Whew. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, my website, I'm still working on that. Just got my pictures the other day. I know I had to get pictures taken, real updated pictures. And, of course, listen, at 64, I said, little retouch here, little retouch there. Not a lot, but had to do a little retouch. So the website is still in progress. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. First book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is being written as we speak. And I don't know when it's going to be out, but I'm definitely going to finish it. Or maybe I won't finish it. Maybe I'll get hit by a truck tomorrow and won't be able to finish it. But 80% will be in that computer for anyone to find it. Oh, wow. Woo. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Have a conscious week, and I will talk to you next Sunday. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now,
get real good.
Now,
time to get real.